Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980 AM, 910 The Fan in Richmond, and Monumental Sports Network 2. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team. So we wanted to get back into discussing the list that came out yesterday of the top 10 quarterback rankings from ESPN.
Ruffled a lot of feathers, Cakes.
Certainly did. Jaden Daniels, after his stellar rookie campaign, came in at number 5. Jalen Hurts came in the top 10, but he was lower than Jaden Daniels. And, you know, there's fallout about these rankings and lists because, look, we're not in training camp yet. Still have a ways to go till that. So you have list season continuing
this
week into early next week.
I know you have the part about Hurts, like you were going to talk about. Mm-hmm. Are you going to play the clip where the one guy defends him? Woody defends Jaden?
Maybe Valdez can find that. I think he might have that.
Yeah. I saw our guy, John Kincaid, from Philadelphia radio host, who's been on our show a few times, getting into it with somebody on Twitter, finding it ridiculous that Justin Herbert was ranked above him.
Well, here's Woody. Which one's Woody? That's not the Woody that we know, is it?
No, Damian Woody.
Damian Woody. Okay.
You're thinking of Woody Page?
Yeah, not Woody Page, yeah.
Jaden Daniels, a second-year quarterback, already as the fifth best and the top quarterback in the NFC.
Damn right I do.
Let's go.
Damn right I do. Listen, I grew up a Washington fan. I've seen this organization inept for over 2 decades. That young man steps foot in the building, and that group was one game away from the Super Bowl. That is not a fluke, my friend. It is not a fluke. This man is uber talented. Not only is he a great athlete, he's calm, he's collected, he processes well. He's accurate. He plays with timing and rhythm. Like, he has all those things. And as this franchise continues to build this thing out, man, listen, next year we could be talking about a guy in the top 3.
He grew up in Ashland, Virginia.
Yeah, I was unaware that he's a Virginia guy.
Hmm.
Where is Ashland? So,
Central Virginia. That's from Beaver Dam, there. Virginia.
Close to Richmond.
Down to Richmond.
Yeah. Okay.
Close to Richmond.
Okay, so that's Damian Woody defending Jaden
being 5.
Now, do you have, what, would you have Nick Sirianni and some others that were pissed that Jalen
was, well, I don't know if Nick Sirianni
low?
Was talking about the actual ESPN rankings, but he might be talking about the disrespect, you know, in general with Hurts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we don't have the audio of that, but Sirianni lashed out at, I think, the Hurts being ranked so low in comments recently made to local media that came up Monday. His quote was pretty quick. Quote, "Yeah, that's BS," Sirianni said, per Ruben Franks of NBC Sports Philadelphia.
All right, so with Hurts, it is disrespectful. He's been to 2 Super Bowls, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, lost one.
He's been to 2 Super Bowls. Mm-hmm. He wins one, mm-hmm. wins the MVP.
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to put up the gaudy passing stats, and people are going to go, well, it's just a tush push. But he scores a ton of touchdowns running the football.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think you can take that away just because it's tush-push.
My counter to that would be most quarterbacks that fit his mold and his style would score the same amount of touchdowns if they had the same personnel and the same offensive philosophy that Philly has. And
that's fine, but he also takes care of the football.
And Sirianni basically will say, look, give me a really good quarterback that doesn't have really good players mm-hmm. around him.
Right.
I mean, there's some. You can't take away the fact that he wins. Guy's a winner.
He helps them win games.
Would you say, hold on.
He's been a freaking winner.
Maybe I'm wrong. I'm not even looking at the list. But, you know, people have been making fun of our weapons for years. I mean, you know, going into the season, people were still arguing. We would debate whether or not Terry's even a legit number one.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say that Jaden did more with less than anybody at the top of that list or no? I don't know.
Justin Herbert didn't have a ton.
He did a lot with not much outside of Terry McLaurin. And look, Zach Ertz had a really good year.
Right.
As a reclamation project, nobody expected him to do what he did.
Nobody expected it. Nobody even really quite expected it.
I mean, he was throwing the ball to Noah Brown and Oz and guys like that. And McCaffrey is a rookie.
But at the top, so the guys ahead of him, Lamar's got more, right?
Burrow, he certainly has Derrick Henry.
Burrow, not even a question. He's got probably the top wideout tandem in the league.
Mahomes didn't have much.
Who's Mahomes' top?
They had injuries last year.
They had a bunch of injuries.
I mean, Xavier Worthy, they drafted. Hollywood Brown was injured most of the year.
Travis Kelce was still the top guy.
But Kelce's
numbers were down.
Slipped a lot.
With Jalen Hurts, look, he had a down year in 2023.
Mm-hmm.
He had 15 interceptions. And I think the perception on him maybe shifted a little bit after that season. His quarterback grading dropped from 101 to 89.
But he corrected
it. But this year he got right back up to almost 104. Now, he didn't finish with 3,000 yards passing.
No.
So that's where he gets knocked. But if you look at his interceptions, his touchdown interception ratio in his career, it's 85 to 39. And there really was just one season out of five where he's been double-digit interceptions. So I do think it's a bit of a joke that he's... I would have him definitely above Herbert.
Well, also, you
Stafford, you can make a case.
If you're barely throwing the ball, you shouldn't throw a lot of interceptions. That's going to be my
pushback.
Okay,
but his ratio is basically 4-1.
But again, he's not throwing the ball nearly as much as some of the other quarterbacks.
He's not.
I mean, look at his attempts compared to guys like Burrow and Josh Allen and Jaden.
You can't take away the fact that he's been a winner, especially in the postseason.
True.
Now, he had Saquon last year,
right?
Which is huge, and he's got really good receivers. Got a great offensive line. So maybe that's what these rankings are looking at, and they're kind of taking it away from him. And they're elevating guys who are the prototypical, you know, 6'5", can better arm, maybe more accurate. But, man, Hurts is a winner, man.
I mean, if you look at the touchdown interception ratio, Cakes, Jaden Daniels, 25-9, so not quite to 3-1.
Mm-hmm.
Jalen Hurts is almost 4-1 on touchdown to interception ratio. And you can go back and look at his season in 2022, he was 22-6. So again, almost 4-1. Like, he takes care of the football. And then you punch in, I don't know. You know, I can see why you would put Jaden ahead of him. Flashier.
Yeah.
But Jalen gets the job done. And I do think it's disrespectful that a couple of those guys are above him. For sure.
I know he feels like it too.
I know he doesn't throw the ball a ton, but you have to factor in double digit rushing touchdowns every single year.
I would argue those are fluky.
Are they fluky when it's every year? 13. These are the last 3 years.
I mean,
13, 15, 14.
He benefits from
great offensive line,
a gimmicky play that the NFL is still allowing to happen, which is weird.
I'd argue.
You can't argue that he's not benefiting from that.
He is, but why aren't more quarterbacks doing it?
I don't know.
Because they don't have the offensive line.
It's a great question.
Okay, but he's also...
Maybe more should.
But he's also leading an offense that's putting him on the one-yard line.
True.
Mm-hmm. No, I mean, he's
but
a lot of
teams get down to the one-yard line and don't run that play. Yeah, why?
I don't know. And if it's so gimmicky and easy, everyone should do it.
He's an elite leader. That, I know. He's been that since his freshman year in college. You know?
Tell you what.
I don't think anybody expected him to have the pro career that he had.
He's a great fantasy quarterback.
Good fantasy quarterback.
No disputing that.
Yeah. I could understand the disrespect. If I was an Eagles fan, I'd probably be upset.
I'm sure, yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, it doesn't mean anything, but it's just silly. It's, you know, it's too bad that he's ranked so low. If you put him ahead of Jaden, it would be hard for me to argue.
It's just nice that experts feel like Jaden Daniels the top quarterback of the NFC after exactly one season in the league.
Yeah. Right. And because this is when they polled coaches, scouts, and who else? Front office
execs.
Like front office execs.
The incredible thing is this season, the 2025 season, is going to be the first season since Kirk Cousins where they will have the same starting quarterback in week one.
It's great.
Wow.
Need some continuity.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
They've been searching for it forever.
After Kirk, every year it's been a new starter. I mean, they've started Alex Smith. They started Dwayne Haskins.
Yes.
Fitzmagic. Sam Howell. Carson Wentz.
Oh. Remember how nervous we were about him staying healthy? Like, that was the big... Uh-huh. No one's really talking about that. I'm starting to get nervous about it.
Why are you getting nervous?
Well, remember
why would you get nervous about it?
Because he still is a spindly guy who does take a lot of hits.
Yeah, but every quarterback takes a lot of hits.
I know, but
he got hurt and he threw his helmet down. I thought he was going to be out for weeks.
When he got like folded over?
Remember he walked on the sideline and
he wasn't the same guy for a few weeks, right? They were wrapping his... That's when they were wrapping his ribs and everything.
Yeah. Wasn't practicing as much. Nobody said that during the Bears game, which was immediately after. But then the next 3 weeks, which they lost, they pointed to the injury. I mean, we'll never know.
I think he was banged up.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely a rib injury.
Yeah.
1,000%.
I'm definitely sleeping on the fact that, you know, he is a little, I'm sorry, I don't care what anybody says, he's a little bit more at risk for injury than other guys based on his build and his style of play. He just is. All quarterbacks are vulnerable. All quarterbacks get hurt. He's a little bit more at risk.
But he should be getting more savvy about running out of bounds. And it looked like he did.
I think he's less at risk just because he's so shifty and can get out of bad spots like most other quarterbacks
can. He just takes more hits.
Well, should be less at risk with Laremy Tunsil on the offensive line.
Let's hope.
The improved line.
Let's hope that's the case.
Should make a difference.
Yeah.
And hopefully they're running Debo a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I think if we were in Philadelphia, we probably would be up in arms about Jalen Hurts not being ranked above Jaden Daniels.
I mean, it's just what we're killing offseason time. I agree.
Yeah. Yeah. But Eagles fans should just chill.
Yeah,
you won a Super Bowl.
Just revel in the fact that you won a Lombardi trophy.
Right, you're defending champs.
So
all good.
I was just perusing like sort of what the opinion was from all these various podcast hosts. Last night and this morning, based on the Garrett Wilson deal, I was just kind of seeing what the surveying the situation. And I stumbled on this dude that does a podcast out of Detroit. Okay. And for whatever reason, he was like paying a lot of respect to the Commanders and he was kind of apologizing.
I mean, whatever reason, they crushed Detroit
because they beat their ass in that building.
There's no reason for him to do a whole kind of like 15-minute show or 20-minute show on the Commanders. And that's what he was doing. And he was kind of apologizing. He goes, look, I like to talk about, obviously this is a Detroit podcast, but I talk about other teams that are, you know, like kind of in our realm. And he was hyping up this free agent that we signed that we haven't talked about. And I think it's probably overstated, but he did this yesterday and he said, watch out for this kid. Keegan Jones is, I believe, his name.
Okay.
He's a sixth-year player out of UCLA. That ran a 4.4, so he's got the measurements.
Okay,
I don't think he did a ton.
So what position does he play?
He would be like a lane guy. He would be like a wide receiver, running back, return guy.
All right,
and he was hyping him up. And I'm driving in this morning, listening to this guy, and I got to look at highlights of Keegan Jones, a 6-year player out of UCLA. And Peters is a UCLA guy, right? Because he drafted the linebacker from UCLA.
Yeah.
And all we've been talking about is
Madrano
Lane.
Kid.
Should I be paying attention to Keegan Jones?
He's a running back.
If he flashes in training camp, maybe. But as of right now, you don't need to pay attention.
Well, they're just
was a
desperate.
Detroit podcast host that did 5 or 10 minutes on Keegan Jones, the 6th-round free agent that the Commanders signed.
You can always find the audio we need. Can you effort and try to find? I remember a Detroit host. Before the Commanders went in and played them. Yeah. I think he might have called
us. We had him on the show.
When he was like, if you think the Commanders are going to come into Ford Field with that place at a fever pitch and walk out with a win, something, I'm paraphrasing. He's like, you're freaking crazy. He's like, the Commanders don't know what they're in for. And then the Commanders went in and pwned them real good.
Of course.
In front of 80,000 people wearing blue. And they went home all depressed and crying on their way home. Would love for you to.
You got Detroit.
Yep.
And Commanders fans, Detroit's got you and your third worst rushing defense in the NFL and your rookie quarterback and just an insane environment Saturday night where we got all day to get right, if you know what I mean. You have no concept of what you're walking into. None whatsoever. We are 60 minutes away from hosting an NFC championship game. And if you thought that I was going to roll in here today and just be calm about that and say, let it play out and stuff like that, I will not. And this, we can just record and run back tomorrow and Wednesday and Thursday. And then Friday, I'll be even more extra about it. We are 60 minutes away from hosting the NFC championship game here in Detroit to go to the Super Bowl.
He was hyped up.
I love that.
What was his when we had him on? He seemed like a decent guy. What was his sort of response? Well, I can't remember. Did he acknowledge?
His tail was tucked between his legs.
He was very cool.
Yeah, he was fine with it.
He said, like, "You know what? You guys beat our ass."
Right.
Yeah. He was honest.
Just owned it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm watching Keegan Jones highlights now. I don't see anything special.
You got fun with
but
that.
I was driving
You're
in.
You're mesmerized.
He was hyping him up. He said he runs a 4.4. Running back, 6-year player.
Pay attention to the 7th-round pick more than the undrafted guy that they added to the roster.
Yeah, I'm also keeping an eye on him. But I'm just saying, what if he flashes? Keegan Jones, just remember
that. I'll remember the name. I'll do
it. The odds are, though, Keegan Jones, the 7th-round pick, they're going to be sitting behind the same two, B-Rob and Austin Ekeler.
Most likely. Usually that's the way it works out.
Probably.
All right, when we come back, we're going to give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to the Where the Party At tour featuring Nelly and the St. Lunatics, Ja Rule, and more. We'll give those away when we come back here on The Fan.